Today's shiur is Masechta Yevamos Daf Ayin Hey. We will begin on Daf Ayin Dalet on the base, six lines from the bottom. Maskula Rav Shesha. In the previous shiur, we had discussed that there were different periods after a person is tamei, he starts becoming tahor. At what point he is permitted in different things? And the Gemara had said that a tefil yoin, a person whose tamei went to the mikvah, is permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. The Gemara continued to say that someone who is a harav shemesh, somebody who not just went to the mikveh but the night came, would be allowed to eat truma. And somebody, if a kachim, if somebody's a mechusuk purim, if somebody needs to bring kabonis, he has to bring his kabonis in order to be able to eat kachim. Ask the Gemara. Maskula Rav Shesha Breid Ravidi. Mi matzat amrit. Truma ksiv hacha. We learned that the Pasuk says, by Yoledis, ad melois yimei tahara, to learn from here that as soon as the days of tahara pass, the days of tumah pass, and now he's tahor, even though he hasn't brought a carbon, the loch is, he's allowed to eat truma. Ask the Gemara, is that correct for Tanya? The pasuk says by Yoledis, "Dava bnei Yisrael leimer isha kisazri v'yolda zochah v'tamah shivas yamim." And we learn from this pasuk teaches us the brisa. The pasuk says bnei Yisrael, only el bnei Yisrael, only Jewish women who are tumah slayda have these dinim. Bnois giyaris v'shivcha m'shereres. If somebody is a Giyaris or Shifchim Shchereris Menayin, that they are also subject to Hilchis Tumas Leida, Tamalayma Isha, to teach us that the Halacha is by all women. Now, makes the Gemara's point. If we're saying that this is the Pasuk that's teaching us Halachas regarding Tumah, Visagadatach, if we're going to say that this is the Pasuk that's teaching us Halachas and Hilchis Tumah, then the question is, Giyaris v'shivcha b'nois meichel truma nanu? Are a Giyaris and a Shivcha allowed to eat truma? Now, actually, Tosfos points out that we had learned earlier in our Masechta that according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, a girl who's under 3 years old, a girl who's a Giyaris that's under 3 years old, may eat truma. But we had already established, says Tosfos and the other Rishonim, that we don't paskin like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and that's why the Gemara's question is very strong. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, is that true? So that's why the Gemara is saying that it finds it difficult to accept that this pasuk is talking about truma. Ask the Gemara v'loy, is it difficult to say that this pasuk is talking about tuma, about truma, about kachim, v'ksiv? The pasuk says b'chol kodesh le'siga, and we learn in a brisa that what do we learn from the word b'chol? The rabbis is a truma, that it's talking about truma. So we see elikra mila mila kachashiv. The way we have to understand the pasuk is that the Torah is teaching us separate halachas. One is the Torah is teaching us the basic halach of tuma tahara by yoledis, and the Torah is telling us that that din applies to all women. A Yisraelis, a Shifchim, a Shirecheris, a Giyaris. And then the Torah tells us that any Yisraelis who may eat Truma, she can't eat Truma until Harav Shemesh. Says the Gemara, V'tlas akrab Truma lomali. The Torah has taught us, if we summarize what we've been learning in our Shurim, the Torah has taught us three different psukim regarding Truma. The Torah says, Ish ish mizera Aaron v'tzurua azab b'kachim layoichel arashi yitar. The Tosuk says v'va Hashem v'tar v'achel yoichel minakachim. And the Tosuk by Yoledis ad melos yitahara. Why do we need all three of these pesukim? Explains the Gemara Tzrichi. D'i, if we have only the pasuk of ish ish mizera Aaron v'tzurua azab b'kachim layoichel arashi yitar have loyadam v'mai, we would not know what does it take to make that the person should be able to eat truma. Is it tefillah? Is it harav shemesh? That's why the Torah says, kas rachman avar shemesh v'tar, v'tir, to teach us that what's required is, as we said at the beginning of our shir, harav shemesh. V'kas rachmano v'Hashem shvatir, v'tohar, so let the Torah just say that pasuk. We would say, hani mili, when was that halacha said? The pasuk is speaking about la ba'kapara, as we've discussed many times. Not every tumah requires that somebody should have to go to the mikveh. So, you have to bring kabbonis. So we would say, the where is there a halacha that you don't have to bring kabbonis and your tahar as soon as you have Harav Shemesh? We would suggest that that halacha only applies by a tumah that doesn't require kabbonis. But a tumah, aval the bakapara, if it's going to be a tumah for which you have to bring a kabbonah, carbon, Ema, we would maybe suggest ad mesa kapara, until you actually bring the carbon. And without bringing the carbon, you can't eat truma. Kas rachmana. That's why the Torah said, as we quoted it ready in today's shir, ad melois yimei tahara. Only when, as soon as the days are up, no carbon required. But on the other hand, vikas rachmana ad melois yimei tahara, have min afil beloi tevila. As soon as the days are up, she could. This 40 days by a boy, by a male, and the 80 days by a girl, she could eat truma. That's why kas rachmana asher yitar, that she has to have tefila and harif shemesh. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara. Well, ach tana de pala galei de tana de Rabbi Shmuel. According to the tana that disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel, domar, and he says that the pasuk ish ish miser aron v'tzura azov, that the Tarsuk says, B'kotchim lo yoichlad shiyitar. That's talking about B'zob al shtei riyas, shalosh riyas. U'mimitzarim b'chlek kos medaber. V'ayat shiyat yitar. And he says that this Pasuk is talking about teaching us that a person who has to bring kabonis has to bring the kabonis. And only then may eat kachim. So then this Pasuk of Arashi yitar is referring to kachim. So the question is, Why do I need two psukim? Trei krab kachim lamali. Why is it necessary to have two psukim to teach us the same din by kachim? That by kachim you can't eat kachim until, if you have to bring kabbonis, until you brought kabbonis. The two psukim would be, one pas says, v'locha shtei shtarim v'shnei v'nei yoyna ech loyal v'echel chattis v'kip ola koyim v'tahara. So only after bringing the kabbonis, the halach is that you are tahar. And the other pas says, v'kachim loyachol ara shiitar. So the question is, why is it necessary to have two psukim to teach us the same din? Answers Gemara Tzricha. Dikas rachmana b'yaladis. If the Torah would have only taught this halacha regarding yaledus, mishum the meruba tumasa, the tumah of yaledus is very significant, as we've learned. The tumah of yaledus by male is 40 days, by a female is 80 days. Av bezov, where the length of the tumah of the zov is not that long, a maloi, maybe the halacha would be different. Vikas rachmana bezov. If the Torah would only teach us this halacha by zav, the halacha is the loy huta mechlala. As long as the zav is having an emission of dam, he's tamei. Av yeledis, the halacha is that a yeledis, the first 7 days after she has a boy, she's tamei no matter what. But for the next 33 days, even though she's having an emission, she will be tar midaraisa. And by a girl, everything doubles. By the first 14 days after she has a girl, she's tamei no matter what. And for the next 66 days, she's tar no matter what, even if she's having emissions. Emeloi. So that's why I would say that it's different. Tzricha. And Rabbi Yosef Engels Atzal, in his Sefer Lekech Toiv, says that what are the two sides of the Shaila in this Gemara? The two sides of this Gemara are, what is more significant, quantity or quality? Because on one hand, he explains, the tumah yaledus is longer. But on the other hand, so that it's has more quantity, but less quality. Because we said just now, you could have a woman that's having a mission of dam, of yaledus, and still be tar. Or do we look at quality? A zav can never be tar as long as he's emitting dam. Whereas a yaledus, as the Gemara just said, can be tar when she's omitting them. So Rashi says, as we explain, what is the definition of hutta mechlala? That even though this woman, after the 7 days by a boy, the 14 days by a girl, is still emitting dam, she will be tahar. So really, the Rishonim say that this is based on a machloikis that we have between Rebbe and Levi. And the machloikis is when a woman is seeing dam when she is doing the Yemei Toyar, the 33 days by a boy, the 66 days by a girl. How is that to be understood? Is it the exact same place, the exact same dam, the exact same place in her body is emitting dam? Just the Torah says that during the 7 days, it's tamei, and during the 33 days, it's tar. It's 14 and 66 by a girl. That is the opinion of Rebbe. Therefore, according to Rebbe, what the Gemara just said is most understandable. Because the Gemara is teaching us that that dam that she sees is dam, is the exact same dam, and sometimes it's tar, and sometimes it's tamei. But according to Levi, it's not the exact same dam. Levi's explanation is that it's not the same dam. The dam that comes when she's tamei and the dam that comes when she's tar come from different places in her body. So according to Levi's explanation of what happens, the Gemara is to be understood, obviously, in a very, very different way. Says the Gemara, according to Levi's understanding. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, the Chola Shiipa Olav Mehem. Pasuk says, "V'chol ashiipa alav mehem." This is talking about the shrotzim, the meisim yitmam. V'chol kliets abeged ayar ayisak kol kli ashiyas melach mehem b'mayim yavoi v'tamei et arav. The Torah is teaching us that we have to have tefillah and harav shemesh in order to have truma, because as we've been learning, that's the halacha by truma. The halacha by truma is that we can't have any truma until we have tefillah and harav shemesh. But ask the Gemara, lamali, why is there a necessity to teach this halacha? We've already proven in today's shir that so is the halacha. Answer the Gemara, this pasuk is coming to teach us a different halacha. Amrav Zera, the pasuk is coming to teach us l'negiyah, that a person's a tefillah yoyim is not allowed to touch truma until he has harav shemesh, or a keli that was tamei and was taken to the mikvah. So the keli is a keli that's a tefillah yoyim. You may not put truma into that keli until you have harav shemesh. The Tanya, the Braisa says the tamei and arv yochel lekol. The halacha is maybe even by ma'aseh sheni you have to have harav shemesh. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says b'mayim yavo v'tamei ad arv v'tahar. The pasuk says v'tahar, that's already tar from before. It's already tar from when it went to the mikveh. Ev tahar, so we would think as soon as it went to the mikveh, it's yachalakol, it's completely tar. Tameloimer v'tamei. Hakeitzad, kan, that the pasuk says that it's tahar immediately after it went into the mikveh, is talking regarding maiser, maiser sheni. Kan, that the Torah says that you have to have harav shemesh, is l'truma. So ask the Gemara, as it's been asking so often in our sugyos, ve'pechano, maybe we should say just the opposite, and maybe we should be more machmer by meiser versus being machmer by truma. So Taisus asks a question. Haven't we established already in our previous shir that truma is more serious than meiser? Because the halacha is that truma is chayv misa. Meiser does not chayv misa. Says Taisus that halacha is only regarding achila. So that's where the Gemara in the previous year established the truma as a chumra. That's regarding achila's truma. But here we're not talking about Chila. Here we're talking about Nagia. And that's why the Gemara's question is, maybe as far as Nagia is concerned, Maisa should be more treated more severely than Truma. Says the Gemara, Mistabri, even though that is that we were talking about Achila, and today we're talking about Nagila, Nagia, says the Gemara, Mistabra, the Kihecha, the Chamir Achila Truma, Achila the Meiser. It makes more sense to say that just like we're by Achila of Truma, we're stricter than by Achila of Meiser. So when it comes to Nagia, it's also the same. Hachanami, Chamir and Nagia the Truma, Nagia the Meiser. And that's why the halacha will be by Nagia of Truma, you'll need to have Harav Shemesh, and by Meiser, Tefillah will be adequate. Vibaisema, the gear, the truma, that the halacha is that by truma, the gear is also until you have sheriff shemesh, mehachanavka. The Torah says by Yoledis, b'chol kodesh leisiga ad meleshimei tara. What is pshat, says the Gemara, when the Torah says b'chol kodesh leisiga, as haro Lezoichel asked the Brisa, is it only speaking about eating? Oyen el in the gear? Tamaloima, we call Kodesh Lesiga, Velamigdish Lesova. What is Admon Lashimei Torah? What is happening this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Makish Kodesh Lemigdish. The Torah is comparing the Isser Achilus Kodesh to this of going into the base of Migdash. And therefore says the Gemara, Ma, just like when the Torah says, when one who's Tomei may not enter the Beis HaMikdash, it's Tov HaShech Bein Atil Sashama. If somebody were to violate this, the halacha is that somebody who comes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tomei, he's Chayiv Karis. Af Tov HaShech Bein Af Kodesh, Tov HaShech Bein Atil Sashama. Then when we speak about here, we're talking about something that involves Chayiv Misa. What is that referring to? V'negiyah Natilus Neshama Lekha. So the Torah is not talking about Negiyah. Because for Negiyah, there is no Chiyiv Karis. There's a Chiyiv Karis for eating Kachim when you're Tomei. For eating Kachim when you're Tomei or it is Tomei. Not for touching it. V'hai da'afkei. So we see the Torah is coming to teach about Achila. So says the Gemara, V'hai da'afke b'losh negia. Why did the Torah use the word negia to describe this halacha? It says, as we learned a moment ago, it says, B'kol kodesh loy siga. Why did the Torah, if it's speaking about achila, use the word negia to teach us, hachikama, the negia kachila. We treat negia as we treat the achila. And therefore, wherever achila is asur, which we've already proven that by truma, it's Osir from Osir until Harav Shemesh, so too will be the halacha regarding the Negi of Truma. We've discussed earlier on Daf Nun Vav, a machlokes Remeya versus Rabbi Lezer Erev Shimon, where a woman had Kedushin with a man that she's not supposed to be married to, but they didn't consummate that Kedushin yet. And Amon HaKoyin Gadol Grush V'Chalutz HaKoyin Hedjet. Is she Lati Truma? Remeya taught us that a mishtameris labia psula, that a woman that's supposed to have that's waiting to have a beer that she's not supposed to have, already may not eat truma. Rav Lezer of Shimon disagreed. So we learned in our Mishnah that pru tzudaka krashivcha, hein vavdeim yoich truma, they and their servants may eat truma, neshem lo yoichlu, but their wives may not eat truma. But then the Mishnah taught us a new halacha. And the Mishnah taught us that, let's say a man married a woman, and he was not a Ptsudaka. And then, unfortunately, he became a Ptsudaka, but he never had relations with her after he became a Ptsudaka Kroshivcha. The halacha is that she could continue eating Truma. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana, so who is the Tana of our Mishnah that's teaching us that a woman that's mishtameres labia psula, that when the bia will take place but this, between this husband and wife, she will be a woman who's disqualified from truma, but still now she's mishtameres labia psula deraisa, she's allowed to eat truma. Obviously, it seems that the Tana of our Mishnah, says the Gemara Amar Belozer, it's Machlokes Shnuya, it's the subject of the Machlokes of Remeya and Reb Lezer of Shimon, and our Tana, as we just explained, is following the opinion of Reb Lezer of Shimon.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar, but Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. And Rabbi Yochanan says that Afilu Tamei Rameya. We could suggest that our Mishnah is even following the opinion of Rameya. Why? Shani Hacha, our Mishnah is different because Shekva Achla. She was already eating previously when they were married before he was a Ptzua Daka. And since she was eating Beheter, that remains under all circumstances. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar. So it says, the Rabbi who doesn't explain the Mishnah that way, he holds that we don't follow, that there is no halachic basis to a concept of Shekva Achla. He says, Kva Achla Emrinin, we can't say such a concept. And he explains why. Diloy Temachi, if we won't agree to so, Bas Yisrael Shenesus L'Koyim. The halach is, as we've discussed numerous times, if a Bas Yisrael marries a Koyim, and her husband dies, and she never had children from him, the halach is she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. But the halach ought to be, asked the Gemara, or meis bala, that if her husband dies, teichel, that she should be allowed to continue eating truma, because kvar achla, that she already ate. And we're learning now that Ramei is saying that if she already ate, she may continue eating, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, who did say, according to Ramei, this concept of kvar achla, why doesn't he agree in that case? Isn't that halacha that we just quoted, which is a din d'oraisa, clearly indication that we don't say kfar achla? So the two cases are not the same. Hossam, in the case of a woman whose husband died, paka kinyane, there is no kedushin anymore. So therefore we can't apply the concept of kfar achla. Whereas in our Gemara, where they're married still, just unfortunately he became a Ptzua Daka, the halacha is, we could apply the concept of Kfar Achla. So our Gemara begins the concept, the discussing the halacha of a Ptzua Daka. The Torah Kedoshah says, Lo yav Ptzua Daka v'kros shivcha b'kol Hashem. Ptzua is a person who his aver was cut with a sword or with anything else. Daka is that it was crushed. Krus is that one of the testicles was removed. The reason, even though we don't normally explain the reasoning for what Pesukim in the Torah, we follow what it says, there are Rishonim that explain why the Torah is so strict with a Ptzua Daka and a Krus Shivcha. Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Bechor Shor explain that the entire purpose of getting married is to have children. K'loi Soyabara L'Shevis Yitzara. So if you have a male who can't have children, that's why the Torah says don't marry such a man. The Ravid explains that a woman whose husband, unfortunately, is unable to have relations with her, is likely or possibly going to have immoral, illicit relationships, and that, of course, will bring mamzerim to the world. And the Torah was concerned to avoid that. The Chinuch explains that it was the custom in those days that the king, that the nobleman would sterilize themselves. And that, of course, is something that is not acceptable in Klal Yisrael. That's not the way a Jew is, of course, prohibited from doing that. And because that was what they did in those days, to avoid being like the way they acted, the Torah tells us, Lo yav b'tzua daka b'kris shivcha b'kal Hashem. Says the Gemara, Eza b'tzua daka. Tarabon is a Ptsudaka, who exactly is a Ptsudaka? Kolshin of Tsubayim Shloi. That in any situation that his testicles were cut, the halacha is a filo achsmahan, even just one of them, a filo nikfu, or they formed a hole, a filo namaku, even if they just somehow dissolved, the halacha of a filo chosru, or even if they're missing, the halacha is of the bayim, part of the bayim, testicle is missing. In all these cases, he's considered a Ptzua Daka. Says the Gemara, Amr Mishmol, B'noi Shab Yochim Barbroika, Shemati B'fi Chachomim B'kerem B'yavna, the Kol She'en Lo Ela Be'a Achas B'lvad, if somebody only has one testicle, Ena Ela Suris Chama. He's going to be considered an individual who became a Suris, not with an act, but just because he's sick. And the halacha is, such a person is kosher. Says the Gemara, Sris Chama Salka Daitach, how can we call this person a Sris Chama? A person, Sris Chama, is that it happened by itself. This didn't happen by itself. Says the Gemara, What it means is he's considered like Sris Chama, and the Gemara is teaching it with kosher. The Gemara is teaching us a very important halacha. The Gemara is teaching us that there's a difference when somebody became a Sris, a Saris, somebody had one of these situations because he was born that way or it happened by itself versus when it was done to him, which opens up a very interesting discussion. What would be the halacha if somebody was not born that way, but unfortunately has to have some sort of a procedure because he's sick, and the procedure will make him into a Saris? Is he going to be considered a Ptsudaka Kroshivcha or not? It's a very big machloikis. The Yamsha Shloima says that if what caused him to have this procedure is because he came ill, so that's considered B'day Shemayim. He didn't make himself ill. He became ill that way. And because he became ill, then he's not considered a Ptsuadaka. And so seems to be the position of the Chasam Sofer and Rav Yitzchak Chanan. Another discussion that the Yamsha Shloima says is what happens if somebody had one of these procedure, but he could still, that would affect his Avarim, but he still could have children. Will he be considered, how will we look at him? And here too, the Yamsha Shloima takes a lenient position. But the Paiskim also discuss a very difficult Shaila. We know that during World War II, there were many Jewish men, who were in the concentration camps and were experimented on. And they were made into Ptsudakas and Kroshivchas. And what is the halacha regarding these individuals? And I saw the Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal in the Shalos Tshuvos Kaibus Tshuvos and the Chelkis Yaakov both discuss this very, very difficult shaila. And they both say that even though it's a terrible situation, we have to treat this person as a Kroshivcha. For they explain, even though it was against his will, it was not something that he wanted to do, but still, since it happened, and even though we have the Mashal's Heter, that the Mashal is Makel when it happens because somebody was sick, these people weren't sick, and therefore, they're both Machmer. There's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if one testicle was removed? What is the halacha? That the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and Evan Ezer, Simon Hay, Siv Zion, that even if one testicle was removed, the halacha is that the person becomes a Ptsuadaka. And so too is the opinion of the Ramah, even though Rabbeinu Tam is Makel, but since we're dealing with an Issa Deraisa, we have to go L'chumra. The Bach disagrees, and he says that you can rely on the Rebbeinu Tam, and it's the Ravid's opinion as well, that if there's one healthy testicle remaining, we could be Makel. And the Pesachei Tshuva also agrees that there's room L'Hakel. But the Marshal, as we just said, makes the following distinction. He says, if one testicle is removed, but this is an individual who could still have children, there's room to be Makel. But if this is a person that the testicle was removed and there's no way for him to have children, we cannot be Makel. We learned in the Mishnah, Nikev, that asked the Gemara, Nikev Lemoilet, is that true that as soon as there's a hole, that man can't have children? And that's why we're declaring him to be Kris Shivcha. Asked the Gemara, wasn't there an episode? But who Gavra, the Salk Ladikla, there was a man that went up a tree, the Charzei Silva Bebeim, and the thorns on the tree punctured his testicle. The Nafchik Minei Chut Mugla, pus came out, and still oiled, says the Gemara. So Shmuel said to Rav, let's make sure that they're really his children. Because Shmuel said, it's impossible for such a person to have children. Amar, Rav Yudam Shmuel, still bedaka b'day shemayim, as we learned earlier. But if it's not the person, because if it happened by itself, then he's kosher. Amar Rava, Hana to Karinan. That's pshat what the Torah says. Layava p'tzua daka. The Torah says v'layava p'tzua daka. B'loy Karinan, but the Torah says ha p'tzua. That if the Torah would have said ha p'tzua, it would mean somebody who's born that way, somebody that it happened naturally. But somebody, the Torah says p'tzua means that it was done to him. So in other words, this is pshat and what we said earlier. Somebody who's born that way is certainly not considered a p'tzua daka. Somebody who did this to himself is certainly considered a p'tzua daka. And somebody who it was done to him because unfortunately he was sick, as we said, is a shayla in the paiskim. But Mesnis Tana says the Gemara we learned in the Braisa, the Torah says Nemar layav p'tzua daka v'nemar layav mamzer. Adam. How does a person become a mamzer? A person becomes a mamzer because there was a human act that created the mamzer. Afkan, so too, a p'tzua daka is created b'day Adam through a person doing it. But if it happened by itself, he's not considered a p'tzua daka. Amar Rava, the pasuk says, lo yava p'tzua daka k'rashivcha b'kal Hashem, p'tzua b'kulon. The Gemara is going to explain this momently. Dach, Bekulon, chorus Bekulon, says the Gemara. What does this mean when it keeps on using the word when Rava kept on using the word Bekulon? Says the Gemara. Betzu Bekulon, bein shenifza agid, whether the actual organ was wounded, bein shenifza beim, or the testicles were wounded, bein shenifza chutim beim, the chutim, the arteries that connect the beim. Dach Bekulon. Ben shenidach agid, ben shenitchu bayim, ben shenitchu chut ribayim. Chorus bekulon, ben shenichus agid, ben shenichus ubayim, ben shenichus chut ribayim are all the same. Amalei hum rabbanon l'rava. So says the Gemara. One of the rabbanon said to Rava, "Mai the b'tzua daka." As we've been explaining, the definition of b'tzua daka is by samarkam, is by the organ that causes one to have children. Ask the Gemara, "Memai dehai b'maisa makom." Why are we saying that that's the way an individual becomes a p'tzua daka? Eima meroishoi. Maybe one becomes a p'tzua daka by his head. Answers the Gemara, "Amar lei midalei mana beidoris." Very often, when the Torah speaks about people who are also to come into Klal Yisrael, the Torah speaks about generations. The Torah says being also. The Torah says lo yava mamz mekal Hashem. Gam dar siri lo yavoi. The Torah says lo yav amoni ma'avi b'kol Hashem. Gam dar siri lo yavoi. So the Torah speaks about doiris. Why by b'tzua daka, when the Torah expresses the iser for such an individual to come into Klal Yisrael, is that not the way it's mentioned? Because a b'tzua daka can't have children, and that's why there's no point in speaking about doiris. So we see clearly that it has to do that it's b'ayis samakim. V'dilma, says the Gemara still persists. Maybe p'tzua daka is b'roishai, if something happened to the skull of an individual. The question is, v'hadalai mana b'dairis, but if that would be the case, so that's an individual who could have children. And if he's an individual who has children, when the Torah expresses the iser for such a person to enter Klal Yisrael, just like in all the other cases, the Torah speaks about descendants. The Torah here should have also mentioned descendants. Dihu da asur, because here the halacha would be that by b'tzua daka, only he would be asur to come in to the Klal Yisrael. Bar b'rei u bar b'rei kosher. And this Gemara is very understandable through what the Rambam taught us. The Rambam teaches us that the Lashon HaKodesh, the Rambam speaks about this in the Maor Nevuchim, is different than all other languages. In all other languages, there are words that describe the various organs of the various organs of a person and the reproductive organs. He says, Lashon HaKodesh, as the word Lashon HaKodesh implies, is a holy language. What does it mean it's a holy language? It's a language where there are no words describing these parts of the body. And because there are no express words describing these organs of the body, the Torah had to write, the Torah wrote Tzudaka Kris Shivcha. That's the best way we could explain and express these organs, but it couldn't be any more descriptive, and that's why the Gemara here is trying to understand what does this mean. Says the Gemara, the reason we're saying Tzudaka, we're confident that Tzudaka is Barayis Mokum, says the Gemara, because it's Dumi the Kris Shivcha. And just because the pasuk puts Tzudaka and Kris Shivcha together, so says the Gemara, Dumi the Kris Shivcha. Ma Kris Shivcha. Certainly when we speak about a Kris Shivcha, says the Gemara, it's Barayis Mokum. Af hi, the Tzudaka is Nami Barayis Mokum. So we ask the Gemara, Kris Shivcha Gufrei, but when we speak about the Kris Shivcha, Memaid Ba'ayis HaMakam Hu, what makes you confident that's talking about Ba'ayis HaMakam? Eime Mesosei, maybe it's speaking about a cut lip, says the Gemara, Shofch Ksiv, Memakam Shish Shofich, it's a place that the whatever is emitting pours out. The Svasayim is where you emit saliva, but saliva you have to spit out of your body, it doesn't come by itself. Veima, says the Gemara Mechaitmai, maybe it's speaking about the nose, says the Gemara, me aim a b'shofach karis, that we're talking about a place that the liquid comes out without being cut. Shofach siv, me sha'aydei krisa shofach, that the cut causes that there should be a emission of a liquid. Loi aydei krisa, but if there was no cut, ain't a shofach. It wouldn't just pour out el mekaleach. So therefore, there's a difference between the liquid that comes out of the nose and the shichva zera. By the shichva zera, by the nose, the liquid comes out by itself. But shichva zera, you have to cause it to come out. Lefuki, hi, didivid shaychich. Whether you cut or didn't cut, liquid will be coming out of your nose. B'snisatana, the Braisa teaches us, nema loyava b'tzudaka, v'nema loyava mamzer. We have these two psukim. Ma'ala halon. Certainly, when we're speaking about a mamzer is created through that oisamakam, the reproductive organs. Afkan, when the Torah uses similar language by Ptsuadaka, it must mean by oisamakam. So now the Gemara begins to examine a little deeper what will make an individual into a Ptsuadaka. When we look at the reproductive organ of a male, there is on top of the organ flesh. That flesh is called the Natara. And the rest of the flesh and the rest of it is called the Gid. Says the Gemara, when we speak about this Ptsuadaka, Nikav Lamatim Natara, where the organ was punctured below the Atara, Shenegde Lamalam Atara, and the puncture passes diagonally, so it goes through from the bottom to the top. Savar of Chibar Abba Lachshurei. So Rav Chibar Abba wanted to assume that such a person would not be considered a Ptsuadaka. Amalei, Rav Asi, Hocham, Rav Yishu ben Levi, Atara Koshi, if there's any puncture in the Atara, Makeves, the halach is that this individual is disqualified from being, it's considered a Ptsuadaka. We learned further. We learned in the Mishnah, V'nishtayim mi'atara, if part of the atara is left, if anyone whose organ was cut off, but even if some of it remains, he's considered, in the Shtayim atara, he's considered kosher, says the Mar Yosef Ravin v'kamay b'lay. Malach chotcha amru, when they say that a part, even a hair breadth, is remained, he's kosher, apnei kula apnei ruba. Doesn't mean it has to go the entire area, or even just part of the area, of the atara. Amalei rava tasfala ravina, malachot apnei ruba. As long as most of the atara is connected, it's still going to be kosher. The kaparesha, but it has to go on the upper side. Aravuna, kakomus, if a person's organ is cut diagonally, then he's kosher, he's not considered Ptsuadaka. Kamarziv, if it's cut straight, then it's pasul. Says the Gemara, what's the difference if the cut is diagonal or straight? Says the Gemara, hi shalot be'avira, If it's straight, the air comes in, and once the air comes in, it prevents the man from being able to produce shechwe zerah, from producing semen. And that's why he's considered kosher. He says yes, the opposite. Kamarz of kshera, if it's a straight cut, he's kosher. Kekumas, if it's on a slant, it's possible. Why? High gorid, the somebody who has a straight cut, the semen can exit the body. The high loy gorid, but if it's on a slant, if it's diagonal, it can't exit the body. Amarava, kavased Rav Huna mustabra. Rav Huna's position is more understandable. High loy shalat abeira, v'hashal ba'avira. The explanation that he gave, that there's a difference if it's exposed to outside air, which prevents the semen from forming, versus when it's not exposed to that, makes more sense. Hi lo shal ba'avira, hi shal ba'avira. Im mishum gredesa, you also made another argument, says the Gemara. The Gemara says that the straight cut, the semen can easier exit. Midava bar de chavisa. Sometimes you have a spigot in a barrel, and when you have a spigot in a barrel, doesn't prevent, even though it's not straight, it doesn't prevent the liquid from coming out. So we see that the fact that it's slanty, that's on a diagonal, is not a factor. Amalar vina lar mema. Hachi amal mazutra mishmeid rapapa. Hilchasa, that the halach is, bein bekumas, bein kemarziv, whether it's a straight cut or whether it's a diagonal cut, kshera, he's fine. Mim boi lamala mata o lamala. What the question is, where does it begin? Does it begin below the atara or above the atara? Says the Mar Pshita, it must be lamal me'atara. This alkadatach matam atara. If you're going to say it's on the bottom part, I feel nichrus agid nami. Then we would have to say that if the entire gid was removed, it would be kosher. But we know that that is not true. Ravina l'shabush l'mareima hu d'bayi. Says the Gemara, how do we understand this Gemara? The way to understand this Gemara is the Ravina was testing Mareima, and he was wanted to see if he understood. And in fact, the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Dalid Halacha Vav and the Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya Simon Reish Mem Vav Suf Yud Beis says that this is a legitimate way that a Rebbe should learn with his Talmidim. He should ask them questions that are patently incorrect to see that they're to see if they're on their toes and they're able to answer, and this would be the way to get them to know the subject matter better. Others have explained that the point is that he wants to teach himself. A person who wants to learn should constantly be questioning himself, and by questioning himself, he'll become a bigger Talmud Chacham. Who after the Avod Masa Machasya says the Gemara, there was an episode of Masa Machasya Shaf Ma'abarei Kekumas, and Ma'abarei Beravi was made it, the cut was originally straight and then he made it into diagonal Vachshrei. Says the Gemara, there was an episode on Pumbedisa Astatum Gufs of the Sheikh Vizara, the tube through which the semen of the man comes out became clogged, vafik b'makom ketanim, and it came out where the urine comes out from. Because he could have semen exiting his body from that tube. Amra papi, mishum de osm maloi, because you come from people that don't live long, you come from the family of Eli, who were cursed that they should not be live long. Amrisa milya mayasai, m'kaima. Only when the semen comes out from where the tube it's supposed to come out from, it has the potency to create children. But in the other place, even if the semen will exit the body, so our Gemara is teaching us that there are two tubes, a tube for the semen and a tube for the urine. But Chazon Ish says that this is one of the cases of Nishtanu Ativim, that the world changed. And the Chazon Ish explains that Bizman Hazeh, there's only one tube, both for the semen and the urine. Furthermore, What's pshat? Because what was pshat that he said? Become the awesome meal and mal yosai. Because you come from Eli, you're saying you have to be careful not to say something that's incorrect. And somebody that doesn't come from Mishpachas Eli may say divrei Torah that are incorrect. So Mefarshim explain, as we just mentioned, the pasuk curses the Bnei Eli. The pasuk says that they become that they will die anoshim yemusa. They'll die when they're young. But the Gemara explains that through learning Torah, they could be zaycha, they could have a longer life. And what the Gemara is teaching us here is that only Torah, which is Torah's emes, only Torah, which is correct, that has the ability that it should cause that the people from the family of Eli should live longer. But if they're going to say mili milyasa, if they're going to say divrei Torah that are incorrect, they won't have that schus that they should be able to live longer. And that's why he was so careful. He told them, you have to be careful that your divrei Torah that you say should be absolutely correct.